Okay. Oh, that was a lot of work, guys.
I know you gon' lose it. This new snoop shit, baby, but you got to get into it.
I had a lot of friends that went out, man. Yeah,
you know I'm always on that cool shit. Walk to it, do it how you do it. Have a glass, let me put you in the mood. It, little cupid, looking like a student. Long hair with your big fat booty. Back in the days, you was the girl I went to school with. Had to tell your mom and sister to cool it. The girl wanna do it, I just might do it. Hit her off with some pimp fluid. Mommy, don't worry, I won't abuse it. Hurry up and finish so you can watch Clueless. I laugh at these niggas when they ask who do this, but everybody know who girl that you is.
Beautiful.
I was a film major
I feel like
freshman year, and then I switched because I was not trying to be a broke independent filmmaker.
Yo, when Diddy was just starting Revolt, he definitely went to Howard and just hired mad graduates.
Yeah, no, he dead did, because I knew
I
this kid.
Jealous.
And it wasn't even just graduates, because they came to our school and had this whole little thing, like in we called the Punch Out, but it was like our little fast food area. And they were like, yeah, if you want to come work with us, because the girl who came, she was like still in school at like Penn State, but she was on the road, like doing stuff for them.
College,
and this kid that I went to school with, he actually went and did it. Like what she was doing is like working for Revolt, like left school and just went and did that. I don't know what he's doing now, but I thought that shit was mad cool. I was like, that's some shit. Like everybody don't get to say that they did some shit like that. You know what I mean?
And he picked Howard, like he didn't.
He picked Howard out of all schools.
He didn't go to NYU.
Like, nope.
He didn't go to Clark or Morehouse or none of them. He was like, I want to go Howard. I was like, oh, shit. Shit, I wish I would have went that year.
We good? We live? I'll talk a little louder.
Yeah, actually.
I'll talk like your father's talking upstairs. Like,
Hey, everybody. This is a Not For Sale podcast. I'm your host, Bree, a.k.a. Duce Bree. You know, I'm regular Duce Bree. I'm here with my amazing co-host, Zara.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Swaggy Z, your favorite Boldy on the mic.
She finally got it together.
Oh, my
guys.
God.
Yeah, I'm so happy. So happy.
I think she's doing pretty good.
She's doing a good job. And we have a great guest today.
Hey, it's your girl, Sherelle, a.k.a. So Sherelle.
Thank you so much for coming,
Thanks.
We really appreciate the
thank
fact
you for
that you
inviting
come.
Me.
Of course. You are definitely, like, an amazing
I had
person.
To make it, though, like, before y'all, like, got y'all year situated. I was
yeah.
like, I gotta be one of the guests within
yeah.
the first year, y'all, like,
word.
Popping off.
Facts, please.
I appreciate that.
We really
yeah,
do.
That's for real.
We love when we have like people here that actually like come here and like actually enjoy being here.
Facts
so,
and support the shit out of us.
Exactly. Like we love it.
So. Oh, yo, what did y'all do for Labor Day weekend? Did y'all go to? Zoom?
No, we didn't even make it. We didn't even. Make
it was horrible
it was
rain.
A fail.
I heard the fail. Yeah, I heard the rain was the. Was the one that stopped everybody from going.
Yeah,
it
definitely
was.
Some
other people that went, but.
It definitely was for me. I was not going outside and sacrificing my first day of work for that. Sorry. Certain things I can't. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I can't give it up.
So what y'all do instead?
Sleep.
Niggas was here
asleep, watching Power and shit.
Straight
yeah.
up. Smack up. Did 50 Cent ever change the theme song? Cause
yes,
I don't think
he did.
He
actually did.
He
changed it this week.
Oh, okay. I have to watch the new episode.
Yeah, he changed it this week. So you're good again.
I thought
you're
he was
going to
troll us again.
Nah.
He actually didn't fight it this time, which is crazy.
OD.
Like, mm-hmm. He's usually like, oh, fuck y'all niggas. I do what I want. But he was all like, oh, damn, y'all really ain't fuck with it? My bad.
Okay. I went recently to the Genius Barbecue yesterday. And they were actually a lot of people coming up to me like, hey, can I come to this podcast? I'm like, oh, yeah,
what?
Come pull up.
That's
care.
Crazy.
Oh, snap, yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually fun. Yeah, unfortunately, guess what? I barely got in. Don't
even that's what time. I was about to say. Like, James Barbecue really
in.
Be like that.
Yeah, I barely got in. It was a wrap for
I
that.
Think the last one I was trying to get into was at 2 Chainz and Tierra Whack.
I remember that year.
Tierra,
that
was a no-go.
That was lit.
I wish I would have went too, because like 2 Chainz brought his aunt, or he brought a family member of his.
Yo.
I saw in the news, and it was significant because they were just getting out of jail. So he was just like,
damn.
Tierra Whack is a good ass performer.
She is.
You know, I saw her at Afropunk, and sis brought out Alicia Keys. I was like,
yo, did she perform Pet Sematary?
Yes.
With Alicia Keys?
She really brought out Alicia. Like, nobody knew Alicia Keys was in the city. Yo. And then she popped up at fucking Afropunk with Tierra Whack. I was like, how the fuck did she get Alicia Keys on stage with her?
That's freaking lit.
Like, and it didn't look like...
She getting mad props from Legends, though.
Yeah, and it didn't look like Alicia didn't, like, was getting paid to be there. It looked like she generally, like,
wanted to be
on stage with her. Yeah. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Yeah.
That's lit.
If I could work with any artist, like, Tierra is number one on my list.
Really?
She's number one, yo.
That's what's
really?
Up.
Facts.
Wow.
I knew her. I was put on her when she was Dizzle Diz in, like, 2013. My boyfriend put me on to her. And
oh, wow.
She had this song called Toe Jam 2, and I was, like, really into it. And then the Mumbo Jumbo. And I didn't think nothing of it. I was just like, okay, like, she's one of those weird kids, and she has, like, a niche. And she'll just, like, you know, stay in her lane. But, you know, little did I know, she was signed to Interscope on the low.
Facts.
And they had funnel, you know, some little money, get her on the map. Now she's visible. Like, now she's not visible.
OD.
OD. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good to see. I work with an artist named Ombre that's similar to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fire. She's so fire.
Ombre, from New Orleans?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Tsunami Gang.
Yes. She's fire. I can't wait to see her actually, like, pop.
Take off. Yeah that's
facts.
What's up.
I can't wait. But speaking of Tsunami, did y'all see the YG and Kehlani are together?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody is promoting it.
Everybody's excited. This... But we found out about this months ago. Or at least I knew about this months ago.
Like, yeah, but that's why the caption was like, well, might as well just say the cat's out the bag. Like,
I've been new months ago.
A lot of people probably knew. And
you saw them at a party or something?
No. the person that I know... Okay, so... There's this gossip site called Gossip in the City, and they are always the first people to know things. So they had posted about it months ago.
Let me bookmark that site.
They had talked about this months ago. And I was like, what the fuck? And now it's just coming out. I'm like, oh, y'all niggas, this been going on. Like, y'all mad late.
Yeah, that's why everybody hyped for them. Like, yeah.
Facts. And I'm, because that's real LA. That's real LA.
I hope Kalani addressed YG about them light-skinned comments that he made at Nipsey Hussle's funeral.
Uh-oh.
Because...
See, Zara, I told you I wasn't the only person who felt like this.
Yo,
see?
Yeah, I hope she addressed that before they went public and, like, you know. Mm. And then I heard Young Jeezy and the Asian girl.
Yeah.
The Reals dating, too. Mm-hmm. Like, what's
well,
up
no,
with
they
this?
Not they not only dating. They just came out public.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is with
these
another, public
that's
announcements?
Another, that's
like, it used to be, like, Facebook official. Now it's, like, Instagram official.
That's
like,
a fact. That's a fact. I found about that months ago from the same site.
Yo, that's
Gossip
really
in the City be on it, yo.
Yeah, facts. So, shout out to Gossip in the
that's
City.
That's really true, though. It used to be, like, if you was on Facebook, it was lit. Now it's like, oh, shit, if you got sis or homie on Instagram,
it's a rap.
Really lit.
It's
like,
a really, really rap.
It got to be a whole grand Instagram rollout, like... I'm your girlfriend. You need to be showing us on trips. You need to be showing us in these glam ass outfits. Like they really had a it looked like they had a photo shoot. Kalani and YG. Mm-hmm. I'm like, was this like a photo shoot just for the coming out?
Yeah,
like
no, for real. Like, and you know, YG had on them boots. Wait, he love him a good pair of boots.
I can't with him in these damn boots.
I love it.
I can't.
I love it.
Cannot.
It's hilarious.
Did you guys know that we're gonna have our first black housewife on the Beverly Hills?
Oh.
And it's the same shorty from what you call it? What's her name? Fancy.
Oh, from the Jamie Foxx show?
Mm-hmm.
She's the housewife now?
Yeah.
Who's she married to?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know any of that. I just know.
She about to get on her cat back? Like, she about to get catty now?
Yeah, I hope not. I really hope not.
She gotta be like in her 50s.
She gotta be. At like, least in her
or
mid-50s.
Like late 40s, yeah. early 50s. She has to be. Like
I'd say mid 50s.
Yeah, this got to be like the last resort for her.
Don't be another NeNe.
Damn, no. You really believe that? Housewives and reality TV are the last result? That's so fucked up. Like, low key, that's
I
fucked
mean,
up.
It's either the last resort for people who are washed or it's a... it's a opener. It's a door opener for the people that are like looking to get, you know, child, like yo, clout chasing and whatnot.
Dead ass true.
It's like, yo, this is gonna open doors for me. I'm a nobody. I'm about to be somebody.
No, that's...
And if you, you know, if you were somebody and you now you kind of washed, it's like, hey, I mean, this is how I could low key keep relevant. So
that is
damn. That's fucked
actually
up.
Mad true. So like, that's literally Tammy's whole story.
Tammy
oh,
who?
Tammy Rivera.
Roman.
Oh.
Well, her too. She only famous because she was Waka Flocka because his ass was cheating on her. And then she got on Love & Hip Hop and that's all they talked about, his ass cheating on her. That's yep. why she lit.
She on Growing
and
Up Hip Hop now.
She on Growing Up Hip Hop.
Yeah, Atlanta. Oh, the Atlanta one with Bow Wow. Yeah.
You know they
make
a New York one?
What? Who's going to be in the New York one?
Ja Rule, Fat Joe.
Yo, I see.
They not kids,
like,
though.
What?
Their kids are on it.
Oh, their kids.
Their kids
I
are on
like,
it.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Growing up in New York.
Deadass.
My favorite is the L.A. one. Like, or just the original one. With yeah. Romeo and Angela. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But yeah,
that was better. That was much better. I just feel like Romeo and Angela should just bang and call it a day.
I'm weak. No,
this,
for real.
This sexual hostility. Oh my God, Zara, I didn't even. Boom. So, my weekend was very, very interesting, guys.
So, guys, how was your weekend?
Sorry, guys. We're all over the place today, but it's okay. It's okay.
That's
I still
why
like
they love
it.
Us.
Is there a connection with the weekend?
Yes, yes, okay. yes. So, a friend of mine's significant, I guess, partner, because they're not boyfriend and girlfriend, but they got a thing going on. So apparently,
so like a situationship.
Facts. Okay. So I went to Genius Barbecue, saw a friend of mine. We ended up leaving the place. He was with two of his friends, a guy and a girl. You can sense the sexual tensity between the two, or the sexual tension between the two. And the girl told my friend, who told me, that she felt as though the sexual tension was between us. Now, prior to information, we did fuck, but you know, that was prior to all of this happening. So I just felt that it was funny that you said sexual tension, because I just had an experience with somebody saying that I had sexual tension, but in reverse, they were banging the entire time.
I'm trying to.
They were banging.
So she thought that you and the guy was having sexual tension when everybody basically thought it was them two.
But everybody knows it's them two. They just try to like swerve it on everybody else other than addressing.
Oh, they trying to distract
facts.
People.
Okay. Facts. Deflect. Deflect.
The flag, distract, all of that.
Facts. But we got a lot of shit to talk about this week, guys. Actually, I know you listen to Sir.
Oh, yeah.
How you like the project?
Chasing some. Oh, my God. I've been running through it like literally every night before I go to bed, you know, bust down a joint with it, just close my eyes and just sometimes let it play in the background too. It's really, and it was like a low-key project that he dropped too, because I was just like, yo, Sir,
there wasn't much promotion for
the rollout. Was very like, you know, low-key. It was really quiet, so I kind of almost thought that I should have skipped it, like I almost thought that it was gonna be a sleeper, like something that I was gonna like snooze and be like, I'll listen to it another time. But Hair Down got me, and then once he dropped the project, I just kind of like naturally listing and just kept continuing. Like, he's heavy in rotation for me right now.
That's a fact. I love that project.
I feel like that's like his thing now.
What do you mean?
Being like low key, but it, like the way that Beyonce will drop something low key, but it's really actually hype that it's so low key. I feel like that's kind of like his thing. Yeah. It's
I like
that. Hey, I'm gonna just drop this on y'all, maybe it's coming, maybe it's not. Oh, here it is.
And then like another thing I noticed is like artists, they choose certain projects to get real hype about, and then other projects to be like, and this is just something that like I just want to let out to the world type shit. Because like I'm listening to Chasing Summer and I'm just like, you know, I'm hearing Miguel. And what's crazy is when I hear other people play it, and I'm not naturally, like, hearing Sarah, I'm like, is that Miguel? Is that, like, is he low-key, like, had some elements that sounded like Miguel in the album, on the album, just probably from, like, the guitar chords and whatnot. But, yeah, like, I'm also, like, curious as to, like, why artists kind of, like, build hype behind certain projects, and then other projects are kind of, like, a soft launch in a sense. It's like, oh, I'm gonna just, like, this gonna be the build, a slow build with this project, and then that the big project, I'm gonna put the most money behind. We're gonna like have a huge press rollout, all of that. Like this is like, he didn't even go on like the Breakfast Club or nothing like that. And like, being under TDE and being like, he had announced that he was signed to RCA. Like I think that week before he started rolling out music, so it was just kind of like, I was signed to RCA, I got music, here's my project.
That's what it, that's actually, I was actually going to say that because that's exactly how that how ended up happening.
Right.
But it was just weird that I didn't see as much promotion, but then after the album had already dropped, then that's when I saw the billboards and all the rest of the stuff. And I'm like, but wait, why I didn't do that before the project kind of dropped? Because that would have given it a little bit lasting effect. But I also think that, a lot of the rollout for his prior project was a lot more different, was a lot more different than this one, just because he's with RCA at this point. Before, he was just with TDE, so he wasn't signed to an official label at that point. He was always with TDE, which is under Interscope. So, I mean, that was how the, I guess the TDE run, train ran, but I guess because he's now signed to RCA, which I thought he was signed to RCA before that, honestly, but... For some reason I always thought he was signed to RCA, but you know, that was a whole rollout within itself. So it was, I'm just curious to see what's next, because that was really quick, like how all of that kind of process. I didn't know it was the previous week that he had announced the RCA shit. I thought it was I thought it was like 2 weeks or a month or something like that. I thought it was a little bit more further spread out. But it, now that you say 2 weeks, now I got to think about it. Like, whoa, okay. So, you know, that's interesting. A$AP Rocky also dropped stuff. Big Sean, Lil Tecca, Earth Gang, which is actually fire.
Yeah, I
love
that
project.
As soon as that came out, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, Lil Wayne, Birdman dropped the project with Juvenile. I mean, dropped the song with Juvenile. Sir, like we talked about, Wale, Common, Justine Skye, Shy Glizzy. Any of that you guys have been listening to other than Sir? Because we love Sir here.
Earth Gang. Like, I just, like, literally last night, that's when I, like, randomly jumped into that project, Maryland.
And how have you liked it thus far?
I've just been listening to, the top singles so far, but... I still got to get a little bit more into it. I'm, like, so stuck on the old Earth Gang, like, the mixtape ones. Like, Mama got, like, it's just weird, like, the new sound. Ever since they got signed to Dreamville, the sound's just kind of, like,
changed.
It's different. So it's taking me some time to, like, really digest them and their new sound. But I like that new, the shit that they got with Young Thug on it. That one's pretty, that one's the one that caught my ear right now. So...
That was cool. So if you had to, like, recommend a song or a project from the old Earth Gang and somebody who never, like, listened to them before, what would you tell them to listen to?
I don't know the name of it, but the video is... Like, I seen... The video was the one that, like... really grabbed my attention, and it was like them going into a liquor store am I allowed to curse on this?
Yes, you're allowed to curse. You're allowed to curse.
Oh man, I wish, where's my phone? I gotta get my phone to look it up.
get your phone.
Mama told me.
Okay.
Yes, Mama told me. Cool. That one's deep. That one's, like, really, like, it tells a story. And, like, that just kind of grabbed me in the sense where I was like, okay, these two might got something. And, you know, yeah, they remind me of, like, Outkast in a sense, but they still got their own.
A lot of people were saying that.
They still got their own sound. Like, I wouldn't entirely, like, put them in the Outkast box, but, mm-mm. you know, them being from Atlanta, them being a duo, and them having this, like, animated brand, it's yeah. like, I get it.
Yeah, I still like them.
Yeah, I fuck with them. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, I don't know what's gonna, like, pop them into what they need.
That's what I'm saying, because I felt like once they signed to Dreamville, it was gonna be a rap and it was gonna take off, but now it's kind of a little stagnant. And, but I think that, like, Dreamville has signed a bunch of people around the time they signed. They signed Earth Gang, Jid, Loot, like, Kaz. They got a lot of people under their roster right now, so it's just kind of hard to figure out who to pay attention to. But, you know.
It's, like, it's weird, but in a sense, it kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. Why it hasn't, just because of the similarities and people not being able to kind of identify them as their individual kind of branding versus them being a part of Dreamville.
Yeah.
That probably is. Did you guys hear that Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21 for $10 million?
I saw that.
I did see that. That girl don't even look like her. And is she black?
Yes. She's apparently she's like Middle Eastern. And
okay.
See, yeah, she's like Middle Eastern.
Brown.
But but do you know the funny thing about it is a transgender model by the name of Pheromone. She called Ariana out for a stolen look. So apparently Ariana's team reached out to the girl in order to copy or get the, like, licensing behind a certain look that she did. So they paid her to do it, and she came out with that for her project in a recent, I think it was like Seven Rings. It was a look in Seven Rings that she ended up using. Mm-hmm. And she called Ariana out, like, bro, you just freaking paid me to do the same shit they just did. I don't understand. Like,
interesting.
Nah, that's probably why Forever 21 is being shut down.
Karma full circle. Why she trying to sue Forever 21 when they already about to they already running out of money?
Remember that the Forever 21 news came out, and then Ariana's news came out. So I'm jacking that they really going broke.
Oh, so they was like, let's announce we bankrupt before she and like, let's not look like the bad guys here.
Yes.
Yo, that's crazy.
OD, bro.
Like, nah, I ain't got it.
No, you got it. No, you got it. Did y'all know the Judge Mathis spit on a valet driver?
Oh.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Oh, that is disrespectful.
Bro.
I don't care if you a judge. You can't do that.
Come on, uncle.
She said, you can't do that.
What's going on here?
What you mean, what's going on here?
What did the valet driver do?
He didn't do anything. He just went out and called the cops on him. But other than that, he really didn't do anything. No,
Why did he spit on him?
Because he was angry because he took his car prior to him telling him to take his car. Like, it took him a while for him to get his car. Like, he went out. Apparently, he was at a valet, gave the guy the car, but he had to go service another person's car real fast. So he did that and then did Judge Mathis. And when he finally got the car to Judge Mathis, homeboy was started bucking and spit on the valet.
So he just basically couldn't be patient.
Yes.
He was being petty.
Yep. Yep.
I get Judge Mathis, because, like, that's how I feel about my weed, man. If you, like, if you making mad trips and you told me you was going to be here at a certain time. Like,
no, but that's what it's called, communication. I'm not going
to
be here.
The valet driver don't got time to call Judge Mathis to be like, hey, I got one more car to get before yours.
Listen, you took my keys. You might as well be like, hey, by the way, as I'm taking my keys, I have to go drop somebody else's car off first.
But I wouldn't spit on, like, that was...
That was a little extra. That's OD. That was a little extra.
He could have just did a little yelling, maybe pulled out his phone or something like that, but come on, Judge Mathis, you better than that.
No, he probably not. Spit on him. He's and not? Cussed him
no,
out.
No, he not. No, he not. Don't lie.
I wouldn't be surprised. That nigga from where? Like Detroit or Chicago or some shit?
Yep.
Nah, he a gangster.
I was raised.
Yep. Yep. A little theme exactly, song that he had. Yep, nah, that's exactly how he would be. I'm jacking it.
I dubbed off that show, though.
Did you guys see that Drake is doing a Netflix series or movie? Top Boy? Yeah. He posted the movie premiere or...
Top Boy? I feel like that was already a movie on Netflix.
It was? Like another... Is it? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I saw something on Instagram in regard to him posting it. Like, he was at the series, the premiere red carpet, and he posted it on his Instagram.
Yeah, it's a British TV series.
Oh, okay.
It's been out for a while now, since 2011.
Oh, so now they're getting a Drake endorsement? Mm. That's what happened? Okay, I respect that.
That's what it looked like.
I respect it. What can I say? Anyway, what else do you guys want to talk about? Zara?
That Nicki shit, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nicki do you believe her she's retirement.
Going, do you really believe she's going into retirement? She's, let's be honest, guys.
She's being hella dramatic.
Let's be real. Is she really going into retirement? Or is this
she
the
pulling
bullshit?
Out the theatrics right now.
OD.
Why? What
so
do you mean?
People
why
can
we, why?
Can grovel at her and be like, no, Nicki, come back, come mm-hmm. back. We still want you. Like, we still love you.
She that artist that will have people waiting all down the line and around the corner for hours being like, I just want to see a line. Like...
Like fuck I'm wants, dead.
Like
that's
Frank
fucked
Ocean.
Up. Just that's to see totally the fucked up. That's fucked up.
She dead did that.
She going on a hiatus, but she out here trying to make it seem like she like having a baby is the end all be all.
Thank you.
It's not.
Like damn.
Stop
many?
Using it. Stop using excuses. Because if I was like a real Barb's, like I would check her and be like, you are Nicki Minaj. Like why you out here like caping? Facts. Like why you throwing the cape in? Why you throwing the towel in?
Because she tired of dealing with people down her back every other day. Making fun
but
of
she's
her,
igniting that
her.
Like she's entertaining that though.
How you figure?
She's entertaining all the negative shit. Like
how?
By she, responding to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the oh. fact that she like she got her fan base turned into a military base.
Yo, OD.
Literally attack mode. Like anybody that says anything left of Nicki Minaj is like automatically dead. It's a mark on your head. And instead of like paying attention to the music, instead of her fans, like I really feel like part of her retire, her part of her the reason of her retiring, like low key, my thesis is because she had a toxic ass fan base. Like the Barbs was built off of like her being the Black Barbie when she first came out, and now she's not that anymore. But her fans, like she hasn't conditioned her fans to mature past that, so now they're still like that catty, petty ass like. Barb's Black Barbie gimmick that she had when she had all these personalities and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they not letting her live. Like they not letting her like grow up, and they not letting her be the grown ass Nicki that we all like I'm pretty
want
sure.
her to be.
Because I still believe in Nicki. I still got love for her. I
facts.
Still
I'm
respect
still
all the shit that she's brought to the industry, but like she's doing too
she's
much right now
up.
With the retirement. And she knows she was fucking up too this past year with the antics. Like
how
yeah.
do you feel about her Joe Budden interview? Because I know you listened to it.
Yeah, I did.
So how do you feel about it?
Shoot.
I've been trying to talk to somebody about this, bro, for at least 2 weeks, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that you are here.
Man, what got me tight is the fact that, like, Joe Budden and Rory and them, they still was talking about it after she left. Like,
yo,
after he
ass.
Left, right?
After
I said the same thing. I said the same thing. Excuse I'm like, me, yo, but, bro, like,
yo,
after yeah. the, I saw the chaos actually happening. When Nicki,
oh, she was on live, right?
IG yeah, she
live?
Was. A, I was. She yeah. was on live.
Oh, Jesus.
And I listened to it during the actual show itself, and I couldn't believe the fact that they lasted for so long at this point, because
yeah,
I wanted Nicki. Yeah. I knew Nicki was gonna kick his ass out. I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew it was coming. I was just waiting.
You talking about the Queen Radio?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Joe
Queen,
Budden
Radio.
Okay.
Queen Radio. Queen Radio. Yeah, I knew
one.
She was gonna kick his ass out. Like I knew it was gonna.
Oh yeah, and
yeah,
cut
yeah.
his mic off.
Yeah.
Like, nigga,
that was mad funny though, the way she did it. Cut that nigga mic off. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, she sound like out of New York.
Southside Jamaica came
yeah.
out.
Cut
I
that
think
nigga
y'all
mic off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all don't know what y'all.
I hope
about
she still keeps Queen Radio up though, even though she about to retire. I know she still got music to put out. probably still got to do a tour.
Yeah, because she got album. She has obligations.
She could do Las Vegas, too. Album, yeah. I feel like she could
maybe she is.
And I think she might, like, I feel like she's retiring and going into the direction of, like, media or acting.
Maybe media or acting. So? I think she'll definitely do acting because of where she went to school at.
Yeah.
I think she'll definitely do acting. But I'm surprised she... Sorry, guys. Sorry, hot take. I'm sorry. I'm saying this. Sorry. I'm surprised she wasn't in The Hustlers.
The Hustlers? Because Cardi was in it. Why else? You see Cardi right there. Like, pretty much all of them are exuding their own personalities in that movie.
Yeah.
So if Nicki were to come in... And
Nicki could have been right there alongside with Cardi. Like a community woman that she is. Because that girl empowerment shit, the niggas love to jack that they're on.
But that's the main reason. That's the main problem we have with Nicki right now. That's the main problem we've always had with Nicki. She's not a team player. She's not, like, you know, out here discovering the young acts and, like, really bringing them up and get bigging them up. Mm-hmm. And we've always, like, held her accountable and put pressure on her. And, you know, she feels like, hey, like, why I gotta be the one? Because you was the only one.
Yes.
And you talk about how all these niggas didn't respect you when you came up. And, like, facts. Look how you came up. Like, you had to literally, like, be that bitch. Yeah. And now you still, like, being that bitch and you don't have to anymore. Because now there's a bunch of women that, like, look up to you and they really want to be... They really want to be in your position. They really want you to be the one to put them in that position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's much more deserving. It's much more earned. Like, it's like, yo, Nicki co-signed me. Like, she on the track with me.
That's exactly why Megan freaked out so freaking fast. Because Nicki got on the track with her.
Like, I don't even know if that was even genuine, though. Like, ooh, I don't even know if that was just like... Because everybody know Nicki out here just getting streams. She just wants streams.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus.
She just wants streams off the new acts. We get
Dang.
It. I don't know if that was genuine, though. I really don't.
You don't think she went, she did that for the love?
Mm-mm. Damn.
You don't think she wanted to?
Damn. Like, she fuck with it. That's crazy. Hurt in my heart.
She needs
right
the
now.
Bag. She needs the streams. Like, Nicki, like, the fact that she's retiring right now even looks kind of desperate in a sense. So, and she got rid of her management. Like, it was just,
you think she
it
capping?
Was just a spiraling situation. Yeah, like, she's been in a lot of spiraling situations from doing that collab with 6ix9ine. Like, I knew that was a desperate attempt for streams. I knew that was a desperate attempt for her album to go gold platinum and put the song on the album. Like, it's, I'm not stupid.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
It's a whole dissertation.
That's a fact. She did. But I'm so glad that I'm talking to her about this because she's the only one that I feel like notices this shit. And nobody else
is peeping, man. I'm just not listening. I'm watching. I'm observing.
Yeah, facts.
Nah. The 6ix9ine shit was damn. Actually, I had to think about that one. That actually was the cross. I feel like probably that was a cross for people. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Because after that, nobody really fucked with her.
Yeah, that's when the Nicki hate train.
That's when the Nicki hate train started coming. That's when the Joe Budden crazy comment came.
Mm-hmm.
And the album drugs was trash.
Uh-huh. I mean,
which you saw her reaction as soon as he asked her about the drug situation.
Yeah,
that was the glue that broke the camel's back.
You know me.
You know,
listen,
nope,
like, we know how people look when they're on drugs. And when Nicki get crazy and her eyeballs start to, like,
twitch, bulge out.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of, like, drug-like behavior. Oh, like, on, like, for real.
But she didn't want to admit it. Why? Like,
and
you're past that already.
She doubled
you're not
down on
no
her
more.
Comments talking about something. I didn't say that I don't do drugs. And I'm like,
that's a fact. That's a fact.
She's trying to not be the bad guy.
Of course. And then making Joe look crazy.
But just like, yo, like, you human. Like, just.
Like, just own up to your shit at this point. Yeah. Like, you passed that already. You're about to be married. You're about to try to be a mother.
Yeah.
You're past it already. Just fucking say, yeah, bro, I was on mad drugs.
She probably ain't wanted to come out with him because she know, like, when shit like that go viral and everybody can be like,
she need to do it on
damn.
The red table talk.
Yeah, it needs to be like, she wants
boy,
to control,
if I
like,
see
how
a Nicki Minaj
out.
Red table
she
talk,
she need to do it
bro.
On the red table talk so then that way the sympathy would come through.
I will be so devastated. Like,
why?
Really? You went there to show... Not even necessarily that, but that's the reach that you go for.
Her PR would do some shit like that. Like, let's get you talking with Jada. Willow,
or, like,
I told her to
some
happen.
Shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would be like...
Or Ayana.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I see that on Ayana. That's a real Ayana moment.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They have Rihanna. They had Karrueche.
They have Rihanna and Karrueche.
They have Rihanna and Karrueche. Yeah. Wow. I think Ayana is the way to go. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man. It's important.
That's a whole process. She's going to break her down. Oof. I just figured the one episode on Red Table Talk will be all right. Will be enough for her. Oh,
the only episode that I watched to its entirety was the Jordan Woods one. That show was hilarious. I sit there and watch her scramble and try to figure out what she was going to say and how she was going to say it was more entertaining than anything.
Oh, man. That interview was hilarious. I was just listening like, oh, really?
And Wale's interview. Well, I love Wale. I just feel like Wale's misunderstood. How do you feel about Wale? I'll ask somebody that recently,
like,
too.
He really had me scratching my head with the whole GOAT thing, like, recently when he was trying to claim himself a GOAT.
Oh,
or a top five or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be inserting yourself in the conversation. Like, it's not like, it don't work like that. Like, it's an earn. Like, you don't see a goat. That's not goat like behavior. Goats don't talk about
being
how
goats.
They should be goats. Like, it's
goats.
You're just a goat.
It's
just,
you're just a goat.
Everybody else got to tell you that.
Facts. You can't.
Like, so he was a little too early with that. And, like, I don't know. It's lately, like, the stuff just hasn't been, like, hitting as much. I know that he's, like, really into the whole, like, black love, black women, black girl magic. But he don't have a black queen on his arm, so it doesn't sell as much. It's not a selling point for him. Like, Jay-Z can do shit like that because he has a Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Papoose.
Yeah, Remy, like, he doesn't have a black queen. Like, he has a daughter, and, like, he's, you know, now he's found this newfound appreciation for his heritage and culture and Nigeria and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but... Like, I just feel like it's too perpetuated now at this point. It's like you hitting it too hard. It's like the way Logic was trying to tell everybody that he was, I'm black too. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, we get it. You love black women, Wale, but, like, where your black queen at?
Yeah.
You know? You gotta sell the message. You can't just preach it and
Zara,
have
did
it
I
on
not...
your, you know, where your black queen at? Like, he...
Zara, did I not say he needs to do the girlfriend rollout?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's left.
And apparently,
that's
like,
the
there's this narrative going around. He dated Solange. Like,
I don't give a fuck.
Never,
she's married with a whole kid.
Yeah,
I don't care.
That's not.
I don't.
You
nah.
can't claim that. You where can't
is,
be telling people that. That's,
where is
like
your,
that's clout sale already?
That's clout chasing.
I used to date Solange, so, like, that's the standard.
You think he he's being a pick me now?
What does that mean?
Like, pick me, like, pay attention to me. Or he's, like, disgruntled because he didn't take off as he thought he should, and he's trying to be different, but, like, niggas that's doing the same old shit is, like, surpassing him.
Like, I get the whole, like, Napoleon behavior. It's like, you feel small.
But he's not short.
Because, like, Tory, like, he's not short at all.
No, bro.
Well, he seemed pretty short the way he be acting on Twitter and Instagram.
No, he's not.
Like, it's almost like a Tory Lanez type of situation.
Zara, look, there's a find out. Look that up real quick.
He's, like, 5'10".
He's got to be, like, 5'10". Like I said, no, he's short. No, he's not.
He acts short on Twitter. That's what I'm saying. He typing with short Twitter fingers.
Yeah, he's 5'10".
See?
Oh, okay.
He's not short.
He average. Like, that's average man height. Like, like an average male height for somebody his age.
He got average and male.
Average male complex.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like Wale hasn't found, like, his stitch. Like, his niche. His beat. Like, he had his moments, you know, Lotus Flower Bomb.
Yo, facts.
Which is fire.
You know, Is It Bad? Like, that bad song with Rihanna. Like, he had his moments. But
first, it was with Tiara Thomas.
Yeah, right.
Then
remixed it.
Because I'm guessing they had a fallout. I don't know. Who knows at this point? You know? Everybody be mad at everybody.
And then Wale had that MMG stint where I don't know what was going on with that. And Meek Mill and Rick Ross.
Yeah, see?
And they was trying to adopt him
into the
MMG sound.
Brand.
Yeah,
that wasn't really working either. And now he's with Warner and he has his own, like, little imprint and stuff like that. But
I said, no, that wasn't working out. Try again.
Yeah.
Try again. Speaking of not working out, did y'all see the Dallas Austin did an interview and said that Brandy and Monica never liked
each
other.
Yo, I was just watching that performance. Oh, my God. The VMA performance, because everybody was uploading that randomly all throughout the timeline. I'm like, why is this still, why is this circulating? It's like mad old. Mm-hmm. But that video was crazy because Brandy looked pissed the whole time. And I don't know if it was like, I don't know if she was acting and like just playing along, but I had recalled Monica coming on the Breakfast Club a couple weeks ago and saying how, like, they were friends. Like, they really wasn't, like, they had no beef, but they played along with it because, like, they were kids.
Well, she lying. You know? Well, apparently Monica is lying through her damn teeth. Ooh. Because Dallas Austin said that Monica punched Brandy in the face.
Before that show.
Before that they got on stage. Show.
Before they got on stage.
So, and then over the past couple of years, I actually fell into, like, this YouTube series called Impressive.
Oh, eat with an E?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. She be spilling all the tea.
Bro, when I tell you she broke the entire situation down by date, time, who was there, what happened. I'm like, boy, how
Yo, where did this girl come from?
Dang, that's crazy.
She was like low-key just there standing.
But nah, bro, she was talking about the situation, and apparently Brandy had said some slick shit. Okay, so remember during the time that Brandy and Monica out, Aaliyah was out also.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all, they tried to pin Aaliyah against Brandy because Brandy was talking shit, talking about the fact of Aaliyah was revealing too much clothes. I mean, too much skin and too much body.
Mm-hmm. I can see Brandy saying something like that at a young age.
Facts. So then Aaliyah had commented, she just like wished her the best on some queen shit.
Yeah, I'm weak.
I don't address peasants. You feel me?
Shit.
That's how she felt. That's exactly how she came off in every interview. Like, nigga, I'm not addressing like Brandy. Yeah. Like, why? Like, I wish her the best and she can handle her business. But they ended up making up. Fast forward now, Brandy and Monica got into it because of, I'm guessing the way that she explained it was like, Brandy was talking shit again about fucking Monica, and Monica found out and pressed her about it.
Brandy not even like that.
Yeah. Brandy then tried to act like she didn't say it, and Monica let it rock. Then the video shoot came that she had put her hand in her face, and Monica was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And they ended up fighting at the video shoot, punched Shorty in the fucking face. So that's the story.
Damn.
And then they've been going back and forth ever since. They like makeup, breakup, makeup, breakup, and it's been like that over the past 2 decades. So with that being said,
call it quits.
Facts.
Yo, dead ass.
Because that's or childish.
Grow
shit.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
That's,
call it quits.
That's
grow
childish
up.
Shit.
Like whatever it was, that shit happened. How many years ago?
Mm-hmm. At like, least yeah, 3 decades.
And why is Dallas? What is Dallas bringing this up? Like
he was on Vlad TV.
Oh, okay.
yes.
Trying to
yes.
be relevant. Yeah.
Yes, because he probably got a rollout coming too. So always be mindful of the rollouts, guys. Always of be course. Mindful of the rollouts. Speaking of rollouts, did y'all see the trailer for the Cardi B, T.I. and Chance the Rapper Netflix show game?
Oh, that's coming back for real?
Yeah, they came out with a trailer, and it's actually not too bad. I actually want to watch it. I take everything I said back.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yo, I thought that was like a stint.
Bullshit.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
it took them a very
when they
long
announced,
time.
Yeah, they announced it and then it was quiet for me. I was like, I guess it wasn't.
Yeah,
guess it's not.
We talked about
out.
It on the show and it was like probably around in this time, like November, December last year.
Yeah.
And so then it never happened and we're like, okay. Guess that
these
was
these music
a
competition
hoax.
Shows gotta have more to offer nowadays.
Okay, so what do you feel like they need to offer?
First of all, you can't be making these artists sign contracts talking about some. Oh, you can't release any music 3 months after you've done the show and the competition. And, like, we own the rights to all this and that, like, during the show. And then even after the show's over, they can't sign deals.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally, like, they're restricted and they're low-key. They can't, like, work or put out work.
Well, and then how about how come some of the ones on American Idol have been
able
to be
successful?
I mean, on their own, like afterwards, in a sense, but like I feel like during the time where they're getting the visibility on the show, they should still be able to like do stuff at the same time, like
perform, I get you,
you know, because like yeah, like of course you're gonna be successful after the show's over, and like they put you on a like limitation, maybe 6 months 3 to 6 months after the show, so that that way you don't just immediately like sign a deal or get into something.
And they don't get no PC.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's really about. Okay. It's about,
so while they're they like on the competition,
they want the exclusivity right now. So like, I get that, but they still need to be a little bit more lenient. Like, these are all, and even like Chance can relate. Like, he's an independent artist. Like, you don't want these kids are signing contracts to be on a music competition show that you're hosting.
Yeah.
And you told people on the Breakfast Club not to sign contracts.
Yep.
Like,
but he's doing everything that he said he wasn't going to do.
Damn.
Duh.
You know, it's, you know, but I get it. Business is business, you know.
Yeah.
They want that exclusive work. They want that exclusive exposure. They want to be the only one that, like, exclusively promoting these artists and letting them know, like, this is where you're going to be able to find these contestants.
Yeah, but then you fuck up the artist long term. And they're not subject to their own shit.
I didn't see the trailer, but did they have, like, talent on the trailer?
Yeah, they had some
people. Okay, was it good talent?
Nobody sang.
Or was it, like, American Idol type?
Nobody sang.
Okay.
Let me just tell you that. Nobody
Everybody was rapping?
Everybody. It was more like a reality series versus an actual...
Oh, so they living in the house together?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, and then, like, what is it, like, challenge, like, singing challenges?
Actually, I'm
going
to put,
like,
it up. Actually, I'm
because the only clip that I saw was Cardi driving a golf cart.
Nah.
And Chance the Rapper holding on to something.
No,
like, she cannot drive for shit, y'all. She don't even got a license.
I'm weak.
And that's y'all hilarious. Still let her drive.
So it's more of, like, a reality.
It's
show.
More like a reality.
Reality. So, am I going to get, like, America's Next Top Model type of situation where, like, they living in a house, Chance and T.I. and Cardi B show up at the house? Or, like, what was that show the Jermaine Tepe's on with Rap Game?
It's more like Rap Game.
The Rap Game. Okay, the Rap Game.
Similar to Rap Game.
The Rap Game.
Interesting. So how do you, do you guys know about that show? I believe it's on NBC called Songland.
What is that about? No, I've never seen that.
Basically, it's a songwriters competition. So it's not there. The people on there, undiscovered songwriters, pitch their original creations to superstar recording artists and a panel of chart-topping music producers in hopes of creating the artist's next mega hits. So, like,
and what network is this on?
NBC. I know. Esther Dean is, like, one of the the judges. A bunch of other, like, dope ass people are on there, and I think it's just interesting that what you were saying about competition shows. So now this is a flip where it's the songwriters who are pitching their stuff somewhere, and you think that will be, like, successful, like, people will fuck with it, or it's just,
yeah,
like,
that's different. I gotta watch that.
Yeah,
thank you for putting me on. Yeah. Oh my god, like, songwriting, next thing you know, it's gonna be producing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have, like, a producers competition show.
So
I'm actually surprised that's not a thing already.
I mean, they have beat battles, but, like,
yeah,
that's live and that's different than, like, I feel like Diddy would do something like that.
Oh.
Like, he would bring back Making the Band, but
he,
like,
is,
in
he
a is. But he should do it from, like, a production standpoint, because but then again, he is an entertainer, so, like, he probably might throw in.
I was just about to say, what you mean?
He gonna
reinvent, yeah.
He gonna throw in all the stops. Yeah. Where the cheese, Kit Kat?
he better
that's
have...
That's my signature.
Better make somebody walk across the Brooklyn Bridge for some damn cheesecake.
Yo,
he better do it. I swear to God, I will be so upset, and I will not turn that shit on. I promise you.
Yo, I bet you, if he did bringing the show back, somebody will troll and, like, already bring the cheesecake and be like, I got it already, so you wouldn't even got it.
Yo,
ask. You ain't even got
that's
ask.
Probably gonna be, yeah, in, like, the preliminary stage.
Yeah.
Like.
Yes,
I heard,
yes,
you say you like, yo, cheesecake, and you got mad. So
I was like, I seen him down the platform. I was like, yo, how tall are you? And he was like 6'6". I was like, oh, word? And we end up getting in the same cart. My friends, mm-hmm, was laughing at me the whole time because I don't usually do this, like, talk to dudes first. Anyways, so I got his number. We chilling, whatever. And I had to ask my friends. I was like, is he cute? Because I was drunk. So, but
I'm crying.
If I take one,
yeah,
drink.
And then so somehow he found me on Facebook. But he originally gave me his number. But I was like, okay, cool. Because, like, he plays basketball, so he probably, like, had a lot of mutuals and stuff. Okay. So the first red flag was that we only would talk on Facebook.
Mm.
But I was like, cool, like, whatever.
But he gave you guys exchanged numbers.
Right.
So what's the...
I don't know.
Why it never converted
to
text?
The text
so,
message.
I don't know.
The
so,
question.
So, like, we hung out.
Right?
We hung out
red flag
twice.
Yeah,
red flag number one.
We hung out twice. And
What was it, on some Netflix and chill shit?
No, it wasn't. Okay. Like, the one time we hung out, he was going somewhere and he wanted to go shopping. So I, like, was coming from work and we went, like, I helped him go shopping. And then another time...
What do you mean
time,
you helped him go shopping?
Like, he was, like, looking for a specific... What was a, he needed, like, a kind of like a fall jacket kind of thing. But it was, like, May. So it was like, he's just like looking for a jacket because he was going on a trip.
So seasonal shopping.
Yeah, yeah, just kind of something like that. Like seeing one, like trying to find a nice one, a fly one, something like that. Mad chill. Mm-hmm. And then the other time I had him meet me at work. And then we like went somewhere after work. Big mistake.
Damn.
Because he popped up on me at work twice without telling me that he was like popping up.
Oh.
So he like sidelined me and I was like, okay. And then one of the times that he,
that was second red flag popping up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then another one of the times that he came, he had popped up. I was like, all right, cool. It's cute. You know, like he was thinking about me.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Whatever. Like,
no, it's not. That's creepy.
Predatory
shit.
Behavior for being cute.
Yeah. And
oh,
then
he was trying to protect me.
But this is the thing. The thing that got me was one of the times, I don't know how I didn't notice this at first, but he smelled like cigarettes, kind of. Oh, it wasn't no. super, but, like, I just got that whiff, and that is just, like, a super turn off for
same.
Me.
Yeah,
and
same.
So after that, like, I just couldn't get jiggy with it, and I just, like, kind of, like, pulled back from talking to
him, just
and
he could,
like, popped up at my job two more times after that.
That was like that episode.
And I was just like, and still to this day, like,
every Bow Wow's girls.
Oh my God.
Yo, still to this day, like, every now and then, he'll, like, message me on Facebook, like, damn, like, that's crazy, or something like that. Like, oh, what
bitch,
happened to you? And I'm just like.
You still didn't block him?
And this all
I mean, I don't
like
really use
May?
Facebook.
But
oh,
wow.
No, this you is, well, I met him, like, around, like, May.
Uh-huh. That's how you know the block
but
is
I didn't
real.
Even,
I'm doing it on Facebook.
But I didn't even. Probably didn't even talk to him too much into June because that's my like current situation. So
you dead ass ghosted him.
Yo, I really did.
She ghosted him and she didn't give a fucking.
No,
don't be mad when somebody ghosts you.
But
my,
no, I've had
it's
it happen
happened,
to me before.
Yeah,
but
happened.
This is the thing. Like we hadn't been talking so much where it was like, damn, we had something. Where'd you go?
Oh, okay, so it
type
was
of
just...
stuff.
On
that's
the surface.
Why, yeah, that's why I was like, yo, why the fuck is this nigga popping up in my job?
He thought there was going to be something more.
Right, but I feel like after the first couple times that you hit me up and I don't respond, like, niggas would catch the hint. He still has not caught the hint.
Yo,
and I fucked up. And
they
like
not
thought,
my readers. They really
I
not.
I fucked up and thought that I let enough
no,
time pass.
No.
And
what
so the other day,
that?
Like, I watched his Facebook story, but I guess I clicked something wrong and it said that it showed him that I rocked his story. And I was like, fuck! Because then he, like, messaged me again on some...
Too.
He tried to call me, like, on Facebook Messenger and I was like... I'm like, my nigga, it's September. This shit has been since May.
I
would have
told
like,
him from day one, like, I don't do Facebook. Like...
Which is
know,
why,
like,
which is my first question. Why did you continue the relationship?
I don't,
but
I'm
didn't.
Not judging.
It was.
Yo,
it seemed
honestly,
like a Facebook
I'm
relationship
judging.
To me.
I'm not
like,
about to judge nobody.
Why not?
I wasn't really trying to, I wasn't taking
why
it
not?
That.
Why
I was
are you
like,
not judging
because
that?
At the time I was on, I was talking to like five or six other people, so it really
on
wasn't
Facebook?
That big. No, just in general.
So
like,
you wasn't putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, because like I had hopped back on Tinder just for kicks. I'd hop back on like POF, and so I was just like, okay, it was like people like entertaining me in a rotation. So I wasn't really paying him that much attention. Where it was like, okay. I'm not about to be your girlfriend, and we only talk on Facebook type shit. Like it was just you in there. Like, all right, cool. Like, and plus I had bagged him, so I was like, oh snap! Like I never did that before.
Oh, Zara, incidentally of bagging, I have a boy for you.
Oh, my goodness.
I met him at Genius Barbecue. I think he's perfect
for
you. Oh,
you about to play matchmaker?
He's perfect for me.
Because he's like 7 feet tall, bro.
And?
Oh, snap.
Dark skin, chocolate, big body.
But
like,
what if he's like a dud?
He's not. I had a whole conversation with him for an hour and a half.
What's his
bro.
IG?
I'm going to show the IG right now. With my,
we're
recording on my phone, but... Yeah, I'll show you. I was so excited. Like, oh my God, I have a friend for you.
Oh,
it's like
boy.
So perfect.
I low-key like when I find people for my friends,
he's
too.
He's a former basketball player.
Because I'll be wanting people to be happy in relationships. Like, yo, you still, there's still, like, there's still room for like marriage. There's still room for commitment.
There
like,
is. There
you
is.
You ain't gotta be, you know. You
a thought.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to be out there. But I do. I was so excited when I saw
I mean,
her.
I feel
do
like
you?
We all got our sexually liberated moments though.
I was gonna I definitely say, yeah. Did. Like, do you feel like before? You had that?
Before? Oh, definitely. I freshman year, I was coming out the gate. Like, my whole freshman building was sexually frustrated. We was fucking all, like, we was pretty much fucking everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's crazy like that.
Oh, Jesus,
so,
no.
I got my fucks in, and then
that's
I got
how
out. Like,
she that's said how I got my fucks in, was. And I'm out.
I got out the game.
My sophomore year, I said, pew, out the gate.
Yeah.
Oof.
It was out there.
Sophomore year, I was out there. I surprised myself. I was like, oh, shit. Damn.
That's every day.
It's out there.
It's an everyday thing. It's surprising, the amount of it.
And I had a whole tension before I got with my man. Like, I actually dropped all the niggas I was with for him and told him. Like, I set him down, addressed it to him.
Like,
was
yo,
like,
this is how serious it is.
I was like, yep.
How did
like,
you have so, that? Like, what exactly did you say that?
Like, I told him, I was like, right now, you are the one that I want to focus on. And, like, I want to be able to be exclusive with you. Like, I want to be able to, like, build an exclusive relationship. I was like, I'm not involved with anybody else. I was like, I'll get tested and let you know that I'm clean. And, yeah, I was like, for now, like, I want us to, like, work towards getting an exclusive relationship. And he was just like, oh, you had dudes. I had girls, too. Like, I had people. Like, I had situations. Like, and I was like, okay, all right, well,
dude.
What that got to do with us?
I told him, I was like, do you? But, like, just I'm just letting you know where I stand and, like, where I'm at. And, you know, ultimately, like, he confided in me and told me that, like, he was just getting out of a relationship. And him being a senior, he was going through a lot. Like, he was, like, in a struggle mode trying to get to school from Jersey to Long Island. So, like, I definitely understood how he didn't want to be in a committed relationship at that time because he knew he wasn't going to have time. Like, he couldn't. Yo, this dude was, he was Google chatting me, like Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
Because he was not a texter. Like, and he was just like, well, if you want to talk, I'll be up or I'm late, you know, sending out emails. And he was interning at Atlantic Records and whatnot. Wow. So, like, we would just Google chat, hang out. He would call me on Google and shit like that. Like, you know, it grew into something more. But yeah, for the most part, I told him what it was and he respected it. And he was like, yo, like she really sat down and told me, like,
yeah. Well, she told me what's up.
Cause like people, that's all people really want to know. It's like, are you fucking other people while we are fucking? Like, it's like, if that's happening,
let me know.
Least be
let me prepare.
Front,
yeah.
Be upfront. Cause that's usually always what starts issues and
somebody, you know, find out the way they shouldn't have found out.
Yeah, because I've been in that situation too. Like, you know, niggas fucking dirty ass bitches, and I'm like, I don't want whatever she got. You fucking the hole on the block, and you fucking me. Like, that's dangerous to my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
That's so dangerous to my well-being. Fuck
I feel it, that.
All of that.
My whole well-being. You're fucking that up because you want to be out here and shit. Yeah. But... oh, so is there anything else, Zara, you want to talk about? We went through my entire list.
Really? You ran through the whole
list. We went through the whole list already. I don't got shit else. What y'all want to talk about, Zara?
Dang, what else did happen this week?
That's a fact. It was a slow week, honestly.
Yeah, in the summer, pretty much in kids starting school.
Yeah.
Back
oh
in
yeah,
action,
yeah, I saw
like
all the little kids on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was this cool, cute one. It was a bunch of dads. They were going out of school, and this kid was like, scared for his first day, and they was hyping him up. They was like, "Nah, you got it. Like, we fuck with you. Like, you can do this." Like, one, I guess he had on like some the same shoes as one of the dudes. He's like, "Yo, we got the same sneakers on, homie. Like, I know you could do this."
Like
and they didn't
like
say
that.
Like, if you know, if he had his parents or not. They just said like he was scared, and so he like didn't want to go into school. And they hyped him up, and they gave him hugs and stuff and everything. And it wasn't even like any. It looked like it was a Mexican kid. So, and it was a bunch of black dads. So it wasn't even like it was one of their own. Like, so it was just one of the kids at the school.
Mm-hmm. So
and then I also felt like seeing a lot of cute dudes were giving a lot of young boys haircuts.
Cute dudes.
A lot of they was paying for little boys to get their hair cut for the first day of school. So I was like, I fuck with that because I feel like this is a segue, but I feel like the barbershop is like a place where like men and boys get to like have that bond time interaction. With that being said, did you guys see the whole Kevin Hart debacle
with Lil Nas?
No, I didn't.
On so, the barbershop. The
he was talking the, about, oh. I saw that little clips of it that he was talking about mm-hmm. Lil Nas X of how he came out, but I didn't see exactly what he said.
So from what
I saw that clip too. I didn't see the whole episode.
From what I saw on Twitter, basically like Nas was saying, he was explaining like why he felt what that was the time for him to come out as gay. And to me, what Kevin Hart was saying was like, you're so big, why did you even feel that you needed to prove anything to anybody else? Like, you could have just said,
just
like,
be
this
gay.
Is, yeah, like, this is just me, and you find out how I am, like, through following my personality.
Need
like, yeah, that's what I mm-hmm. gathered from what Kevin Hart was saying, but I feel like the
which
media...
Which sounds exactly like something he would
the media
say.
And yeah. the way he, I guess the way he said it, everyone was trying to drag him, saying, oh, he was gaslighting Lil Nas X, like, yeah. trying to downplay yeah. him coming out, and I'm like, I don't personally think that that's what he was trying to do, period. I think he was trying to say, like, why did you even need to feel like you needed to prove to everyone, like, mm-hmm. this is who I am now. Like, you could have just, you're
just
so big,
gay.
Be you, just and be people mm-hmm. would accept you and would know that, like, and it wouldn't have been, you didn't, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You didn't need to actually, like, actually say it for us to believe you.
Yeah,
we
and I mean.
You already.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people loved you already, basically. So yeah. it's like, yeah.
How do you feel about that when people use, like, certain measures or certain, like sexual orientation or certain likes like that also that
like
British actor
being.
That
it's
British
all the labels
actor.
Doing like low key like they kept that nigga in on that with that cowboy hat for as long as they could. They was like put it on, keep
the
it on
cowboy
yeah.
hat like, and chaps
yeah no, like they made sure of it, like they made sure that he finished out that shit strong, like long and strong. And then I'm pretty sure his team was like sensing, like, are you gay? Like, what's mm-hmm. what's up? Like,
damn.
You know,
yeah.
are you not gay? Are you gay? Like, what's the situation here? And then turn it into a rollout. Like, mm-hmm. it's like once the label's asking questions, your team is asking questions, it's like at this point, something's going to come apart. Like, something's going to become a part of the rollout, a part of yeah. you just like exuding,
let's
like,
capitalize
yeah,
on this.
You putting your personality out there. So, yeah, like, I mean, and I think he did it in a cool way. Like, I think he didn't, like, do, like, a whole photo shoot and shit like the way YG and Kehlani did for that. But, but like, he was, like, he showed you and dropped little hints. Like, I think there was, like, a rainbow, like, silhouette or light on the backdrop of his cover art for the album that he just dropped. But yeah, like he was like dropping hints here and there, like he kind of already was being gay in a sense.
Yeah,
it just wasn't like born this way gay, like lady.
Yeah, I wasn't out here saying that I'm gay, guys. Look at me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Rather than to you just.
And
be
I
gay.
Think that
okay,
was smart on
agree.
His part because otherwise he would have came out as a gay artist. Like he would have just been boxed in as like, oh, it's that gay country rapper, mm-hmm. rather than like it's the rapper that has that country song that's really catchy and cool that just happens to be gay.
And
that song is not country.
And that's what he explained as his reason for why he came out when he did.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, now you guys already think I'm cool and you accept me. Now I can share this with y'all. Mm-hmm. Because he was like, you know, growing up in the hood, he was like, you know, he said to Kevin Hart, like, you know how it is in the hood. Like,
yeah.
Because Kevin Hart was like, well, why couldn't you come out before that?
That's
he's like, come
I
on,
saw.
Man. You know in the hood, like, how it used to be. So he's like,
how
you know,
it used to be. But you're like 12, 20.
Mm-hmm. He's yeah. 18. Well, he was when he came out. I don't know how he is now. But whatever. Regardless, still to this day, like, you know, because that boy just got killed for his girlfriend mm-hmm. being trans. Mm-hmm. So it's like, till this day, like, you can't come out and try to be this cool dude and in the hood and be gay. So he felt like, now, well, everybody accepts me. Ha ha to y'all motherfuckers. I'm gay.
Yeah.
I guess. I feel like it's a stunt just like Summer Walker and London on the track. I feel like all of it is unnecessary. Just give me your fucking music. I don't really care about your sexual orientation or what you do behind the scenes. I don't. I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just give me my music. Yeah, if it's trash, then I know why it's trash. Just like how... speaking of impressive, she broke down why Usher's career didn't necessarily go as far as... it was suspected to be because of his freaking wife. He got married.
Really?
His wife, and because his fans didn't accept his wife.
Was it around the time he was going pop? Because that was when that was.
I mean,
was
do you okay? Like so, boom. What do you mean by pop? Like, what album do you think is pop? Because the last one that most people address
okay,
is Confessions.
I wouldn't say pop, but like he did have that like EDM phase. Like
for
that,
which album?
That EDM phase
with the black and white. Was it the black and white?
But I know. Yeah, I'm thinking that song, Baby Tonight.
Yeah, so dance, dance, like it's the last yeah. night of
that
your
was
life.
Way, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was way after. Yeah, okay. That was
after the marriage.
That was after. Yeah, yeah. That was after the marriage. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So my question for you guys is Chris Brown going to be unfortunately going down the same route as Usher in terms of
Never.
Career status?
Never.
Why do you say that?
I'm not even like an OD hardcore fan of Chris Brown.
I love Chris. Like, we are Chris diehard
fans.
But
I respect
fans,
his what he do, and like he's like he has redeemable behavior. Like he's redeemed himself a bunch of times. So
you think so?
You know, yeah. Because my boyfriend always like, oh, how is it that you can't listen to R. Kelly, but you can listen to Chris Brown? I was like, I can tolerate Chris Brown, and most of the stuff that I listen to of his work is with like feature other people, like he's featured on other people's songs. So.
And it's not like his behavior was influencing his music, unlike Mr. Robert Kelly.
Yeah, but I don't think Chris Brown's going down the same route as Usher. He's tapped in, like he definitely has a sound. He's found a pocket that could fit not only like with relevance, but like with the younger acts too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's always found a way to incorporate his music or incorporate a younger act in his music and stay relevant.
Yeah,
much how DJ Khaled has been able to do it.
He just needs to stay off them drugs.
Yeah.
Yo, them drugs be hitting that nigga hard, Jesus.
He not going to look good.
You can see
all
of his neck.
You can tell he don't got any friends.
Damn, that's really a fact, though. You have a lot of yes men.
The drugs are your friends. The drugs are his friends because it's like OD.
You got yes men next to you, and I don't have time for that. Like, I need you to be okay because I need you to laugh.
Because it's like if you're doing that in public in front of your so-called friends, like, and you're doing that on a consistent basis, like, every time you out with your friends, you got to, like, you know, sniff a little.
Yeah, those are not your friends.
And they watching this, witnessing this. They're like,
That's a fact. That is a fact. But I want to go into picks of the week.
Wait, before we go, y'all see that Dave East album is dropping?
Oh no, I did not see that.
He, our good
is
boy.
It worth it?
I mean, I don't know. Our
is
good friend
it?
Spacey.
Oh, say that again.
Is it worth it?
Worth it? Oh,
is it worth the listen?
Our good friend Spacey posted a clip on his IG story that Dave East was on Fox 5 News on the morning show talking about his album, and it's coming this fall. It's called Survival.
That shit better be fire, okay? So, it better be fire, just like Bryson Tiller. This next project better be fire, because if it's not, I'm canceling you.
I never really saw Dave East
library.
As a project artist, though, to be honest.
Damn.
So... like, I mean,
so you, what did you see him as? A singles person?
Singles feature. Like a Fab, almost.
Interesting.
But Fab has had like
hits.
Classic out, hits. Like,
he's had classics.
Dave East hasn't had one of those.
Not a single classic.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he still needs work.
Like his
but...
loyal fan, like for his loyal fans, he got hits and classics,
that's
but he
I'm
hasn't
saying.
Had that nationwide like club banger.
It was a
and
song
it's
with
so
Chris
weird.
Brown.
I went to
I
went to a Davey show by accident. Like I was just there because like my friend was there and I didn't know he was performing, but it was just mad ladies in the audience and they didn't really know his words. They was just there to look at him.
Yeah.
And it was like just like, okay, are we listening to the music or are we about just, to fuck? Like are we about to just like we eye fucking him. Like
it's you're gonna keep eye fucking him and then you're gonna it's
so
gonna
that's why his yeah, yo, that's why he's so popular. That fan base, that female fan base is strong. Like, when you got a large women following
so
or a large,
go be
like,
a model.
But he haven't made no
you're not giving me any
but
music.
Then he gonna have to find another void for that when he not, you know, modeling. He's probably already doing that, too.
And he haven't made no hood love song either, though.
That, too.
Yeah. Like there was Keisha, but that wasn't a love song.
Shit, I picture him, why he ain't, like, link up with Teyana Taylor and do something... They both from Harlem.
Boy,
like, what's up?
What?
Like,
that would be fire.
Yep.
He's not thinking of that. He a hood nigga.
But that's
what
all the hood niggas do, get with a pretty girl and have her on the hook.
No. No, unfortunately, everybody doesn't think that way. Everybody thinks that they can still be the hardcore.
He need to stop
rapper.
Hanging out with hood niggas and start hanging out with the ladies and the guys that's crooning. That's like, he's gonna get.
You need
like,
a woman's touch.
Once he makes that shift, I think he got it. Yeah. I think he got it, but
he'll get in his bag.
He needs an into you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's exactly what he needs. So, picks of the week, guys.
Hey.
It's picks of the week.
Okay.
So, you already know. Whatever your vibe is for the week, feel free to play it. I know that my pick of the week is going to be...
Oh.
Actually, I just fell into this song. This song just came out. It's from Eric Bellinger, my favorite.
Oh, you were on our R&B shit.
I love
I got
Eric
an
R&B Bellinger.
Pick.
I got an R&B pick.
Yeah.
I always do the R&B picks. I have
I'm low-key in my R&B bag because cuffing season coming up, and I just be
out. I guess I'm going to be the real nigga today. I got a rap song.
Yeah!
Okay, yo, throw it in the mix.
Okay, so do you want to throw your
I'm still
rap
on Young
song?
Nah, y'all can go. Y'all can go. Okay. Yo, I'm recently, like, getting into Young Thug. And now I
this
see
album,
why, like, people
this
fuck
album,
with him.
This album got me back in again because I kind of fell off after Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yo, I don't know what's going on right now, but let me take a break.
Dang.
So my pick of the week is going to be Moist by Eric Bellinger.
You love this dick. You love Eric.
Bro, Eric is the fucking goat, bro. And I'm waiting for the world to understand.
When the last time you heard a hit like this? When the last time you heard a hit like this? When the last time you heard a hit like this? Like, when the last time you heard a hit like this? Like this, like this, like this, like this. When the last time you heard some shit like this? Like this, like this, like this, like this. When the last time you heard some shit?
I've been meaning to make you moist. Feeling to make some noise. Willing to spend a night. So it could just be you and me.
Back shots, tryna give you back shots. Booty too big, is that ass shots? Your nigga ain't a player, he a mascot. Just tryna get you wetter than my last watch. No, I need it. Phone call outside, know you sip. We should head to the bed, Tempur-Pedic bounce. Good weed, freaky sex, all weekend. Just one note, it was all I wrote. All the pretty bitches love my voice. Ain't no stress, but I'ma do my best. Get you into the bed and enjoy. I've been meaning to make you moist. Feeding to make some noise. Willing to spend a night. So it could just be you and me. I've been meaning to make you moist. Feeding to make some noise. Willing to spend a night. So it could just be you and me.
Wait, you a hot girl, bitch, cause I'm a hot nigga. 10 bad bitches running around the spot, nigga. Hop in the Porsche, show the lamb, mother Mazda, hold the Benz, got options, hold on, we poppin'.
Shawty said, can you bring it, boys? The runs that I'm smoking make noise.
Let's go.
Blue racks on a few toys. She gon' fuck a nigga, of course.
Money counter racks up. Oh, you a city girl and wanna act up.
Hey.
I'm the one coming with them racks, dummy. Cares, I'm in like bug,
I've been meaning to make you moist. Meaning to make some noise. Willing to spend a night. So it could just be you and me. I've been meaning to make you moist. Meaning to make some noise. Willing to spend a night. So it could just be you and me.
Shawty wet as soon as I showed up. Say she want more, so I pulled up. Make the panties fall like it's October, yeah. Just one note, it was all I wrote. All the pretty bitches love my voice. Ain't no stress, but I'ma do my best. Get you into the bed and
she's got like a Post Malone feel.
Ooh, okay. Is he black?
Nah, he's not.
What is he? Is he white?
He's Spanish.
Ooh, okay. Latino market. Gotcha.
Well, he not like, yeah, he's Spanish, but he not like, what's the dude's name? J Balvin or Bad Bunny?
Oh, like, no. That's still fine. That's
not.
Fine.
Yeah.
Is he like New York?
Yeah.
New York from, Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that's actually what I need.
Really?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
All right.
I need somebody that's like Spanish, but not like talk Spanish necessarily.
I'm weak.
Yeah, I just need the look.
You need like a...
Yeah, I just need the look. That's it. I don't, like, if you talk Spanish, great, but it ain't that
Spanish. You need a fat Joe. Yeah.
Facts. But that ain't...
Yeah.
Can't talk Spanish.
I mean, I'm sure he can, but he don't have a Spanish accent when he talks. Okay. He have a New York accent when he speaks.
Yeah, that's true. It's very, very true. Okay. Anybody? Any picks?
I'll go next. Okay. Can you type in? Oh, okay.
Handle your business. I got it. You got this.
Yo, my pick is Baby Rose. I've been like mad hype on her since she's been on the market, and I saw her live when she released her album To Myself. My favorite from the album is called Mortal. She's such a small girl, but like when you hear her, like it's so powerful. I just feel like she's gonna be here for the long run, but she blew up because she randomly got.
I pick the pieces up, then come back running every time. You make it easy, so I. Last time I held you, I was blind. Make it easy, and your ways pull me deep under water. I'm getting weak at the thought. I'd rather get close and be farther. You know I give just a
felt that.
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's really a fact.
I felt that.
That voice does not match that body.
No, it don't.
Let me tell you something. That does not match the body. However, I really do love it.
I'm going to have to see this girl live.
That's a fact. That is a fact. Zara, what you got for us today?
I'm about to play.
She about to shake it up.
That's a
she
fact.
About to
it's a super in... fact.
She
I'm about to play my boy.
Who?
YG.
Oh, Jesus. Kehlani boyfriend. Okay.
I love YG.
That's what we gonna name him.
That's what we
gonna
name him.
What's their name gonna be?
Wylani? Ooh, I like
Why
that.
You always Wylani. I'm fucking weak.
Wylani. I like that.
I'm about to play. Nah, you know what? Yeah. I'm about to play Word is Bond by YG.
On some I'm from West Coast shit. I was born and raised in England.
I told you niggas we about to get this money. I told them niggas shit was about to get up. I told them niggas don't be sleeping on. I told them niggas. If I told you I was back, nigga, that's what it is. I run the left side of the map and that's what it is. My homie got that pack and that's what it is. If you ain't tryna spend a high buy, cause that's what it is. I just wanna get the money and act like a bitch. I'm the one to get the money and pass it out to my clique. Cause everybody know I'm rich. Everybody know I'm rich. Put the squad on my back. Squad. Google Maps and tell your ass where it's at. Back seat full of bitches. You can say a nigga ride with that Mac. Oh, life's still crazy. Newborn baby. Niggas I don't know still hate me. Facts. Never tripping. Personal message to them niggas. I'ma shit on y'all
bitches. My word is bond. My word is bond. My word is bond. My word is bond. My word is bond.
Oh.
My word is bond. My word, my word. 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 My word is bond. If I said I got him, then I did, yeah. Said we gon' profit, and I did,
to put the black gates where I live at. Shooters on deck, try to pull up, you gon' get that. Mind of a maniac, since I got pot, I purchased about 50 straps. If I mention your name, I'll probably put you on. So I ain't talking about no orders to the contract close. Looking in the mirror like, am I wrong? Now I spit this nigga, don't take it personal. They give a game and more money. So when it get ugly, shit ain't funny. Promise I'ma make you hate me or love me, and I promise I'ma stay the same with
my
this money.
My word is bond. 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 Shit, my word is bond. My word, my word.
But every time I go back now, I have to like kind of like figure it out as an adult, because like growing up there as a kid, like I only was exposed to what I was, you know, mm-hmm. I couldn't control my environment.
Yeah.
So now that I'm an adult, and I go out there and visit my family, because my mom lives in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
I have a little kid brother that, like, he moved out the house and moved to Bakersfield. I got family in Baldwin Hills, Granada Hills, like,
that's lit.
All over. And just seeing them and visiting them, like, you know, every so often throughout the year, because I go back at least 3 times a year.
That's what's up.
That's dope.
It's lit. Yeah. It's a good retreat. It's a
reset.
Good, and then I bring my boyfriend with me too, because we eventually want to move out there and settle down.
So you would live in LA?
Yeah, that's the goal. Like, facts. Like, settling down. Like, that's permanent. We want to get some property in Atlanta too, just for the, you know.
Yeah,
we were talking before
investment stuff.
About mm-hmm. how, but Cali's the
go to
the foundation. Yeah. It's setting the foundation out there.
I need to be bi-coastal.
Yep.
I think that's
I
like to be bi-coastal, because I've like every time I was thinking about talking with my friend about this, like every time I go visit my family out there, it's like going home. Like, I hate when I have to come back, but then I'm like, I can't live anywhere else other than Brooklyn. Like, New York is my home. Like,
yeah, I can't necessarily live outside of New York. I don't know why. I feel like everybody outside New York is kind of slow.
Yo,
so
definitely.
I don't know if I could live anywhere else full time wise.
I need to focus.
Yeah, full time wise, I don't know if I can, but I would definitely be bi-coastal. Mm-hmm. I'm totally down for that. But thank you so much for coming by.
Facts.
Thank you, Bree. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you, Swaggy Z.
Like, and we're gonna have you
this
back.
Was so chill. Like, I definitely want to do a follow up.
Yeah, word. Definitely want you to come back. 110%.
Let the people know where they can find you.
You can
all that.
Hey, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, shit. at social_rel. So, you know, I do social and digital strategy, so it's like, you know, it's a play on words and a play off of my name. But yeah, social_rel everywhere.
That's lit.
Thank y'all for having me.
Of course. It was
you
can
a
come back anytime you want.
Oh, thank you.
You're so silly.
I gotta meet your parents upstairs, y'all.
Like, yo, they are hilarious,
bro. I'm good with old people.
They are hilarious.
Funny.
It's okay. Yeah, we'll introduce you.
I don't even know if they're like that old, but I'm good with like
older people.
Yeah, the baby boomers.
Yeah.
The people that's outside of our generation.
Yeah,
that's
no, they're not necessarily outside of our generation, man. My mother be on her phone. She'd be like, listen, did you hear so-and-so? I'd be like, yeah, Ma, that happened yesterday. She like,
they
just
in.
Found out that, yeah, they super tapped in.
Yeah, that's what's up.
They watch Snowfall. They watch Love & Hip Hop. Yeah, they up
oh,
there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
they the cool parents.
Yeah, they got, they're totally
that's what I strive to be.
That's
I got fact. I got a nephew, and my boyfriend has a niece. They both the same age, too.
Oh,
2 years
funny.
Old. So,
yeah.
Like, we always play, like, auntie and uncle. And, like, all my sister and his sister, they always love dropping the kids off at our house.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
the best thing.
You know,
that's
the best.
But thanks, guys, for listening this week. You know where to find us. You feel me? You find us everywhere. Okay.
Yes, y'all. Get on to the Not For Sale podcast.
That's
before they blow up.
That's a fact. Because we're definitely going to 110%. We're just waiting.
Just watch. We'll get there.
And we're out.
Peace.